But have you been doing this whole story? And he's, his mind has been fixated on the image of the girl's bloody leg.
It had blood all over it. Blood. Blood, I tell you.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Call them right now.
I'm all bloody.
What?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What did you say?
By a wheels-off comment.
You said that you were all bloody.
Or technical meltdown.
And as Blitzer stepped up, Greenfield placed his...
What's wrong with you?
What's going on?
I don't know. Are we still on?
Greenfield placed...
What is going on?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
This is so funny. I don't know why this tickles me so much. Greenfield placed his hand in the small of Blitzer's back to help him up.
Why is that so funny?
The emergency break of the week is brought to us by Classic BMW. I've always thought I have the hardest job in broadcasting because I'm the backup emergency break of the week czar. So if George 1 week cannot fulfill his duties, then I have to step in. But I have to be ready to step in every week, just like a backup quarterback. I have to prep as though I'm going to host the e-break.
That's pretty stressful for you.
And it's very difficult. But this week, since George is on vacation today, I have to step in. And Gordo, we have three candidates.
This will be your Garrett Thanksgiving Day game.
Didn't exactly.
Have a great Thanksgiving one time.
Just throw it high to Alvin, I think, is what his wife told him. Okay, three candidates. Candidate number one is from Bad Radio, Bob Sturm. Bad Radio was talking about the time in a Rangers game when the ball bounced off of Jose Canseco's head over the fence and David Hulse's role in that whole thing, and Bob with an incredible stretch that stopped things down.
So he was out there in the outfield when Jose Canseco had the ball bonk off his head over the fence for a home run in Cleveland. Let's get David Hulse on just to talk about that.
He would gladly do it.
Also, let's see if he knows anything about Josie being on a vacation far away, you know? Like, was he part of that album?
I don't even get this.
That is, without a doubt,
that's the biggest stretch I've ever heard.
The biggest and worstest stretch ever.
You said he was on the outfield.
You're getting booed right now. You hear him.
They'll appreciate this.
And years from now?
Yeah, they'll look back at it and say, you know what?
You know what? I support you fully.
Gosh. That was a stretch.
Long layout, no support except for Mike at the end, booing.
Great band, though. The Outfield, that first album was fantastic.
It's one of your favorite bands ever, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about favorite band ever, but they wrote basically every song in the key of E in that first album. It was good. A lot of catchy tunes. The Outfield, Play Deep, is the name of the album. Get it on iTunes before it goes away in like 2 days.
In the 20 years they've been doing Bad Radio, I bet he's had the opportunity to do a lot of outfield jokes.
He was saving it up for this.
But he was saving it for this time.
Yeah, he wanted to pick the perfect time.
And it obviously didn't work. So huge stretch there by Bob. That's candidate one. Candidate two, Mike Reiner from The Hardline. Of course, they were talking baseball, and Reins used some vulgar-sounding verbiage.
You know, the A's especially are known for that kind of thing, where they'll just dilly-dally around for the first couple months or so of the season, and then all of a sudden they'll get so hot that nobody can beat them. And they will mount a charge from the rear like you've never seen them. Before you know it, they'll be putting pressure on the Astros, but...
That whole sentence sounded so funny.
Kind of dirty.
You know what you just said?
Yeah.
Putting pressure on the rear, and before you know it...
I think mounting a charge from the rear and putting pressure
on the
Astros.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa.
He said Astros.
Yes, golly.
We might need to break that down, playa.
Yeah, I just said it that way to see if you're paying attention.
No, I bet that was stream of consciousness.
It was brilliant. So,
All right, do you think Mike said that on purpose?
Mike never says anything on purpose.
If you just edit tros off the end right, of that whole right. sentence, then you've got a really vulgar phrase or something that could be taken as very vulgar. So Mike Reiner, candidate number two. And candidate number three, the aforementioned George Dunham, who is on vacation today conveniently.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have to relive this. George yesterday pulled a Deion Sanders and prematurely put somebody in the grave.
Tom Brady has sought to trademark the nickname Tom Terrific. But as many sports fans will tell you, there's only one Tom Terrific. That is the late, great Tom Seaver.
He's not late. He's no. still...
Sorry.
Battling,
he's shocking me.
He's battling dementia, we just mentioned.
I just Deion'd him. Yeah. Yes. He is in advanced stage of dementia now, yes.
The late, the great...
He is still the great. He is not the late. Sorry. That phrase is stuck in my head.
Shout out to Tom Seaver, yes. who listens on the stream.
Shout out to the great Tom Seaver. But yeah, now confirmed. Suffering through dementia.
You're so cheap.
What?
You don't know that Tom Seaver listens on the stream.
I confirmed it.
Yeah, I think he does.
As long as Fernando confirmed it.
You know, listen to this again, because when George realizes his mistake, he almost has a Paul and Plano reaction where he kind of stumbles around a little bit. And then...
Tom Brady has sought to trademark the nickname Tom Terrific. But as many sports fans will tell you, there's only one Tom Terrific. That is the late, great Tom Seaver.
He's not late. He's no. still...
Battling,
he's shocking me.
He's battling dementia, we just mentioned.
I just Deion'd him. Yeah. Yes. He is in advanced stage of dementia now, yes.
The late, the great...
He is still
Brandon.
The great. He is not the late. Sorry. That phrase is stuck in my head.
Shout out to Tom Seaver, yes. who listens on the stream.
Shout out to the great Tom Seaver. But yeah, now I'm suffering confirmed. Through dementia.
God. There's an old Norm drop where he did that. When Norm did it was the Mozart one. Wasn't it the Mozart one? He had the same tone of voice as George.
Look,
That's it.
All right, those are our three candidates for the emergency break of the week. Is it Bob Sturm, Mike Reiner, or George Dunham? 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Guten Tag.
Fake Dirk.
Hi, fake Dirk.
Gordon.
What?
Hey, it's Killer Larry. I need to get on some soda. I've gained like 50 pounds since I've retired.
Yeah.
Are you still doing the Dirk voice? Or?
Oh, yeah, of course. But we're morphing into something else, though. Give me the old gray wolf.
Give you who?
The old gray wolf, I think, is what I hate.
Boy, he was losing the voice. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
The old gray wolf, please.
All right.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for this week?
Hey, Junior, I agree with you when you said you wanted to ban all these little kids from calling the show.
I don't think I ever said that.
Yeah, I think you did.
That was me.
Now that I think about it,
that was
really
Fernando. You want to vote?
It.
Or not? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Sounds like Giorgio is mounting a charge, but I'm going to have to go with Reiner.
Okay.
Nice, man.
Boy, Mike off to a 3-0 lead on Bob and George. Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the e-break. Who do you like?
Hey, you can be honest with us since George is in the studio. Red Dirt Country really does suck, doesn't it?
Now, Gordo's always cornering me and telling me that.
What, that Red Dirt Country sucks?
Yes.
Is that a vote for George?
Fernando says yes.
Sure.
Okay. So, hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello? Hello?
Let's move on. Hello, next caller. You're on the ticket. Who do you like?
And now, gender-bending ticket host, Gordon Key.
What? He's not a candidate. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break this week?
Oh, my gosh, please!
And everybody thinks the kid callers are bad. At least they have their act together when they call in.
Right.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Are you kidding me?
Talk on the radio!
Why would you call in, and then when we answer, you just be silent?
Who's your butt vote for?
Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the e-break. Who wins?
Come on, I am right here.
Die.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Craig and Gordo. I'm Bob's Durham, just so you know. And Craig, you're doing a great job hosting the e-break. Love you.
Okay.
Thanks, Natalie.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for in the e-break?
Jones, cast one down for Mike Reiner's Freudian slip.
All right. Thanks for the vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for?
I'll take the old gray wolf and one of your cucumbers from your garden.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Congratulations to Mike Reiner for winning the emergency break of the week.
You know, the A's especially are known for that kind of thing, where they'll just dilly-dally around for the first couple months or so of the season. And then all of a sudden they'll get so hot that nobody can beat them. And they will mount a charge from the rear like you've never seen them. Before you know it, they'll be putting pressure on the Astros. But
that whole sentence sounded so funny.
Kind of dirty.
You know what you just said?
Yeah.
Putting pressure on the rear, and before you know it.
I think mounting a charge from the rear. And
yeah,
putting
pressure on the Astros. Yeah, I'm like, whoa.
He said Astros.
Yes, golly.
We might need to break that down, playa.
Yeah, I just said it that way to see if you're paying attention.
No, I bet that was stream of consciousness.
It was brilliant. No. So if...
I want to hear that point.
So if...
How many wins for Mike now?
That's his 83rd. He's 23 behind Norman the Glazed Carrot Hitzkiss.
Oh, gross.
They will mount a charge
it's
from the rear
been
like
grosser,
you've never seen him. Before you know it, they'll be putting pressure on the ass.
Perfect. Perfect, Jer.